Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of special guests.
Introduction of special guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some very special guests from the Training Center Christian School in Garden City, Missouri, which is in the heart of the 31st Senatorial District. If they would stand as I call their name, Travis Crawford, Kaylee Roach, Gabe Fisher, Caden Sweet, Jill Grosshart, Kara Fisher, and they're accompanied by Daniel Roach, Kim Gibler, Annette Leathers, and Wendy Crawford. I'd like for the Senate to make them feel welcome.
Would the members of the body please make the guests of the Senator from Johnson feel welcome. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
I forgot to mention that. The highlight was meeting a real live disc jockey, DJ Donnie T over there. So that's been their highlight so far today.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome.
We're still on the order of business of introduction of guests. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, I'll give the order of business of House bills on third reading, the formal calendar.
House bills, third read, formal calendar. House Bill 137, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 137 be taken up for a third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a Senate substitute, so I would like to submit the Senate substitute.
You need to move the adoption of the Senate committee substitute first.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
Now then.
Mr. President, I have a Senate substitute.
Would you like to send that forward? Has it been distributed?
It has been distributed, and if there are no objections, I would like to ask for a waiver of the reading.
That's my part. If there's no objection, we'll waive the reading. Hearing none, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is a land conveyance bill. The main things in the Senate substitute, and I think this is very important, is that we have put a fair market value in the legislation, so there's not going to be sweetheart deals. And that was one thing that I know last year when we talked about this issue, the senator from Cape Girardeau was very insistent on that, and I think it's a great idea, so fair market value is in there. And then another thing is currently this would sunset on 2011. In another version, it was to take the sunset totally off, but what this bill does is just extends the sunset for 3 years till the year 2014, so we can come back and look at this issue and readdress it. Be glad to take any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
You heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President, to offer an amendment. I have an amendment. It has not been distributed. I am sending it forward. I request that it be read.
Send your amendment forward, and Madam Secretary, when the amendment arrives,
thank you.
Please,
it's the correct one.
Read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1, offered by Senator Crowell, to amend Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 137, page 8, section 37.005, line 1, by inserting an opening bracket, quote, opening bracket, close quote, immediately before the word, quote, southeast, close quote, and further amend line 2 of said page by inserting a closing bracket, quote, close bracket, close quote, after the first occurrence of the following, quote, university, close quote.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the amendment. If I can inquire the Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield? He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. This is the amendment we talked about. This basically carves Southeast Missouri State University out of this. I don't have any objections with you and the Senator from Buchanan on what you guys want to do, but experience has told me that I would just as soon have on the front end what they're doing with property and then asking for money later on the back end. So I've had long experience with my alma mater, and I'd just soon get them out of this deal. So that's what my amendment does. And
great. I think it's a great amendment.
Thank you.
I will be supportive.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cape has moved to the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
The senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, you yield? He yields. Senator, you may proceed.
I yield. What bill are we on?
We are on Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 137.
Okay.
The senator from Johnson has dropped a Senate substitute, and this has become the omnibus land transfer bill.
So basically, we're given authority throughout the bill to all the universities to do.
Remember when Charlie Shields was here and he wanted to pass a provision that basically allowed universities to transfer land they own without us actually passing a land transfer bill? Well, the sunset at that time that I put in is now expiring. The senator from Johnson wants to extend that sunset. I leave the wisdom of doing that in his neck of the woods to him, but in my neck of the woods, I would prefer the Board of Regents of Southeast Missouri State University coming up here to the General Assembly asking for permission to sell property or transfer land or acquire leases. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm mixing things.
You had me at hello.
Okay.
You and I agree on this.
Yes.
Okay? I want to now inquire of him. Thank you, Senator.
All right, cool. Bye.
The Senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson, do you yield to the Senator from the 13th?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
In this bill, are you giving all higher education institutions the ability to transfer land that they want in a community without talking to the elected officials?
Currently, in state statute, University of Missouri and Truman State already has that ability to do that in different parts of the statute. So that's already allowed. And the bill that we passed in 2006 gave the opportunity for eight other public universities to do it. And Senator, what this is for leases. This is not to actually give away the property. If they decide that they want to sell it, it has to come to the General Assembly, and we have to approve that. Similar to what, if you look in the Senate substitute, there are 24 other land conveyances that
yes, those are just land conveyances
exactly,
that have
right.
to come. The reason I'm dealing with it on the amendment right now is I might want to take that whole section out. Here's my issue. I only have, this is April, 4 months, 24. I only have 20 months left to serve in this body. But I only have, if you do legislatively, about 12 and a half months. The one thing I cannot emphasize to all the elected officials is quit taking away your powers. Make universities, make government come to you to make these decisions. When we put this sunset in here, I guess we did it for a reason, but Senator from Cape is absolutely right. These individuals will make decisions without the support of the elected official. And especially with term limits, the continuation of eroding your abilities to have input of what goes on in state government continues because these people come up and say, oh, this is a good idea, let's do it. You don't know. They have to come explain it to you. And I guess where I'm going, Senator, I like you. You're a nice guy. This is hard. I think I was against this in your original bill, wasn't I?
No, I think it's another bill that you were against. So,
is it an epidemic with your legislation?
I guess so, yeah. You look at my name on there and...
The senator from Lewis is content because he's like, he complains about somebody else's legislation besides mine all the time.
Yeah, so Senator, join the club. So, okay.
Where is it that you're eliminating that sunset?
Section 37.005.13.
Now, in the summary, it says, current law provides that the Board of Governors of certain state institutions of higher education may convey or transfer the title to certain real property without authorization from the General Assembly until August 28, 2011. This act requires such conveyance or transfer of title be fair market value. This act extends the expiration to 2014. Is there a reason we're extending it? Is there something in the works right now?
Not that I'm aware of.
They're going to come in.
This in 2006, we put a five-year sunset on there. Senator from Cape said that he asked to put that on.
The reason was I think we were dealing with, and the senator from Cape can correct me, But we were dealing with the training facility for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Senator, I don't think this is a part of that. I think this was more of the an innovation center, a research park that was near Missouri Western State University for the Kit Bond, the Science and Technology Incubator. And what the purpose was is if they were able to get some incubators going and then a company wanted to expand and actually set down roots, that they would have the ability to do that.
You say that you said in your my original inquiry that you were talking about the leasing options. In the summary, it states conveyance of property, which would be the sale of property.
It's for leases, and if they would actually want to sell, it would have to come to the General Assembly like other state property would to actually sell it.
That's so not what the summary is saying,
though. If that's what the summary says, I don't know if I would agree.
Do you have
that.
The summary for your substitute
in
front of you? It says current law provides the Board of Governors of certain state institutions of higher education may convey or transfer the title to certain real property. That's the selling.
Yeah, and Senator, I understand that. From what I was told, that is the legal way of saying that a university may enter into a long-term lease. And so that's basically what that is.
Who wants this?
For the most part, Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph.
Well, why can't we just keep it to Missouri Western of St. Joseph?
That would be a possibility.
Does the senator from Buchanan have no problem with this legislation?
Senator, as you know, I've got a university back in my home. They're not asking me to do this. This is not something that
I would think, as active as you are, red coat and all, that the university would defer any type of major decision such as this to you because of your knowledge and support of that university. And I think that is good.
I appreciate that.
I'm sincere, too. I think it's good. Senator, think about it. Your university comes in, they have some property they want to sell. I'm making this up. They want to sell it to a corner lot to a convenience store. Maybe some of the people do not want that to happen. They call you up because you're their state senator, and it's you that have some say, because in state statutes, these universities were created. And you sit there and say, oops, I can't do nothing about it. Or, yes, I can do something about it. Go do it now. I think in a second there's going to be three senators standing on the floor.
Okay.
Three senators. Senator from Stoddard, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and on your right here in the Senate gallery, we have seated on the bench some fine young people from the city of Poplar Bluff. They're with the Teenage Republicans there in Poplar Bluff. They have with them their sponsor, one of them, or who came with them, Assistant Principal Mr. Sheldon Tyler. Also, we have the president of the Teenage Republicans, Megan Richardson. Of course, her brother Todd serves over in the House of Representatives, and her father served there also with me many years ago. Also, we have Carolyn Penny, Landon Jones, Drew Dye, Mallory Robertson, Skylar Kinsey, Mary Payne, Clinton Summers, Austin McWilliams, Andy Wentworth, and Parker Smith. And Mr. President, I would like the body to welcome these fine young people to the state's capitol.
Would the body please welcome the guests of the senator from Stoddard. Senator for the 13th, you have the floor.
Yes, I do have the floor, and I'm continuing my inquiry of the senator from Johnson.
Proceed.
I was looking up that section,
37005.13.
So while I'm inquiring of you, I'm looking up that page right at the beginning.
I'm looking for where we are changing the dates. As I inquire of you, it would probably be helpful if somebody had the amendment sent to me because it was read at the dais.
Senator, if you want to look at page 7, the bottom of page 7, that's where it starts. On the bottom there, it just renames the University of Central Missouri from its former name.
Why don't we, would you have a problem if we just kept it for the University, Missouri State Western University, and bracket out all the other ones?
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I have another inquiry on this bill while they're drafting that amendment. You got it? Bracket out everyone but Missouri Western. Kate, what are we doing with all the prisons?
You know, Senator, I am not an expert on that. I do have a flow chart here.
I think I'm being directed and you're being directed that something else is going to happen. One of my questions is going to be, or we can find out after you lay it over, why are we transferring title all these correctional facilities in this bill? I think the senator from the first would have that answer for me.
Okay.
Not you.
All right.
Is he going to lay it over?
I am. Mr. President?
Senator from Johnson.
I would like to have this bill laid over, not too long, but on the informal calendar.
It will be laid on the informal calendar. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the secretary if there are messages from the House?
Are there messages? There are messages.
Would you please have those read?
Please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 473, an act relating to charter schools. Also, the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 32. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 161, an act relating to agriculture, with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, and Emergency Clause adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. No, I only read one of them. Also, the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 46, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Lewis on a privileged motion?
Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President, I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 161 with amendments be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Lewis. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I move that House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 161, as amended, be adopted.
Senator, would you like to explain your motion?
161 is the bill that we passed out of here earlier that dealt with the grain or the Department of Agriculture loan authority to agribusinesses. In the House, what was done, actually in committee over there, a lot of things were added to it. There was one amendment to strip everything off down to the bare bill, and then another amendment was put on, which is known as the Missouri Solution, which is changes to Senate Bill 113. And it does have an emergency clause.
The outcome of Prop D, I believe. I'm just going to tell you what I think.
You've heard the motion to the senator from Lewis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Clay, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Part of the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
Senator, what was your motion again?
The motion was, I move the Senate Bill number 161 with amendments be taken up for third reading and final passage. Be be it. Oh, that was
we
the,
need,
that
this
was
is
the
an
motion
adoption.
Before this one. This one was moved that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 161, as amended, be adopted.
Which
that
one,
was the last motion.
Which one's 161?
161 was the original bill we passed out of here that was the allowed the MASDA, Missouri Agriculture Small Business Development Authority, the loan guarantees for agribusinesses.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was the parent bill.
I got
the whole
it here.
Thing.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. That's all I needed. Thanks.
So any other senator wish to speak on the motion? The senator from Lewis. Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I renew my motion.
And this is a roll call vote.
This is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Callahan, Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Crowell,
aye.
Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th votes no. Senator from St. Francis votes yes. Senator from the 9th votes yes. Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from the 1st votes aye. Senator from the 7th. It will be so changed. Senator from Clay votes no. Senator from the 23rd. You're not recorded. No. Senator from Andrew votes aye. Senator from the 24th votes aye. Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th. As an aye. As an aye. Senator from the 1st. As an aye. Senator from Jefferson. Senator from the 7th. Votes no. Senator from Cape. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
I have Senators Nieves and Ferguson.
Oh, okay.
By your vote, 25 aye, 7 no, the substitute is adopted. Senator from Lewis.
Yeah, Mr. President, I move that House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 161, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Lewis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Clay.
Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
Okay, Senator, there was lots of discussion over here. This is the puppy mill fix, is that right?
It changes Senate Bill 113 and puts in some of the provisions that, it puts in the provisions that all the Missouri groups agreed to.
Okay, so do we have that, whatever it is that you're, that we're voting on, is it distributed on our desk?
The actual language that went into that would be on the front of it is a Lerner Amendment.
Okay.
House Amendment.
And it's got your name in the upper right-hand corner?
That's correct. It's 0.02L.
So what we're voting on is what's in this handout.
Yeah, plus what the original 161 bill was, but that would be it, would be what is in this handout plus the original 161, which dealt with the Missouri Agriculture Small Business Development Authority loan guarantees.
But the portion that says Representative Lerner with your name on it contains the revisions to the puppy mill legislation.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Do you know when this was put out on our desk?
It was distributed earlier today when I had another amendment on the bill, and they distributed the wrong amendment. Then they gathered it up. Then this was put on the desk, I don't know, 15 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. Well, all righty.
Because it just passed in the House.
Okay. All right. So this will be the last vote.
This will be it.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from Jefferson.
To inquire, maker of the motion.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield? You yield, Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, there was quite a few of us that weren't clear on what you were doing. And I think it's unfortunate I was able to change my vote. But it frustrates me immensely that you didn't let this chamber know exactly what you were doing.
There are no gentlemen in the Senate, only senators.
No, what Senate. You should have said is to all the people that have taken thousands of phone calls about this issue and have promised constituents back home how they would vote, should have made it clear that this was the puppy mill fix.
I did say it was a Missouri solution that the Missouri groups had come to.
To what?
Agreement on.
I'm happy I was able to change my vote, but I know a lot of senators didn't have that opportunity. And I feel bad for them and their constituents. Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm sorry.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Lewis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close. I renew my motion.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 161, an act relating to agriculture with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Cape votes aye. Senator from the 9th votes aye. Senator from the 1st votes aye. Senator from Jefferson votes aye. Senator from the first. Yes. This is the third read motion.
This wasn't the emergency clause.
No.
Are you sure?
Just a minute. Yes. Are you wanting to change your vote?
I want to change my vote. Change my aye to a no.
Gotcha. Senator? I will. Senator from Cole, Senator from Cole, would you please repeat your vote? By your vote, 23 aye, 11 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Let the titling, no. Senator from Lewis, we're ready for the emergency clause motion. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent to stand at ease.
Hearing no objection, we'll stand at ease.
needs to come back first.
You're the one to ask for. You said it at ease. Ready? Senate will be back in session. Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President. First of all, I'd like to apologize to my fellow senators for maybe not being crystal clear on what this bill was. But at this time, I'd like to ask that it be laid over for a little while. We can get the issues.
It will be laid on the informal calendar. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House Bills, third reading, the informal calendar, House Bill 137.
House Bill, informal calendar, House Bill 137, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 137 be taken off the informal calendar and be brought up for consideration.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill that we were visiting about a few minutes ago on land conveyance, and we've had an opportunity to work on it a little bit.
Senate needs to come to order.
I do. Thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill that we were working on land conveyance. We set it aside for just a few moments. I think we've got some things worked out.
Senator, the senator from Cape has a pending amendment, so the floor goes to the senator from Cape.
Back.
Senator from Green, the amendment will be sent back. Senator from Green, Senator from the 13th.
Gavel yourself. Okay.
There you go. Senator from the 13th.
I have an amendment. I ask that it be read.
Please send an amendment forward. Senator, I misunderstood. I thought I was talking to the other senator from Green. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 2, offered by Senator Green to amend Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 137, page 7, section 37.005, line 27, by striking all of the underlined words and opening bracket on said line and inserting in lieu thereof an opening bracket, quote, opening bracket, close quote, immediately after the first occurrence of the word, quote, university, close quote, and further amend line 28 by striking the closing bracket, quote, closing bracket, close quote, on said line, and further amend said bill and section, page 8, line 4, by inserting a closing bracket, quote, closing bracket, close quote, immediately after the word, quote, university, close quote.
Senator from the 13th, would you like to move for the adoption and explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the amendment on page 7, if the senator from Cape is listening. After the word university, it starts the opening bracket. So University of Central Missouri, State University, Missouri State University, Missouri Southern, and the Board of Regents of Southeast Missouri, Northwest Missouri, R. Harris Stowe University are all included now in the bracketed wording. With that, I renew my motion.
Senator from Green has moved to adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2. Senate Amendment Number 2. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Speak on the amendment.
We need to come to order. Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Speak on the amendment. While we were on break, the senator from the 13th and I visited about it. I think it's a good amendment. It goes to the heart of the issue, which is this is the one university wanted it, so all the other ones are taken out, so I would be supportive of this amendment.
Thank you, Senator. Anyone else wish to speak on the motion? The senator from the 13th. Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Close.
Senator from the 13th has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 2 to House Bill 137. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 13th.
Fire the senator from the 1st.
Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 1st. Do you yield to the senator from the 13th?
President,
I yield, Senator. Proceed.
Senator, I know several other senators were paying attention to the debate the Senator from Johnson and I were having about the correctional institutions
It seems you're the one that has knowledge on this. I would like you to share it with me and possibly alleviate any questions several of our colleagues may have on the letting property be sold at our correctional
facilities.
Certainly,
Senator. The bill was actually heard in governmental accountability, and during testimony it was provided to the members of the committee the list that the Senator from Johnson had made available when we were in recess. But it was presented to us that Facilities was charged with actually going around and identifying parcels of land that the state owned and putting a list together. And the list that they compiled, I guess, was 25, 30 pieces or parcels of land that much of the land surrounded correctional facilities. And there needs to be a 200-yard buffer where these parcels are available, that there might be some marketable value to them. And what they have identified is an estimated $3.6 million of land that the state owns that they can sell to private entities, get them on the tax rolls, and maybe develop them. So that's what we're dealing with for the most part.
What type of development you think they'll have?
Well, one of the examples that they gave was, when you have a prison, sometimes, there'll be other industry that builds up around them, even a strip center that that might have a QT in it and different things, because you'll have
people wanting to gas up before they go home.
Right, exactly. Or maybe down visiting a relative, or of course you have all the state workers that work in those facilities, and the idea that you're able to have business spring up around that. So I think that that's, for the most part, what we're talking about.
Okay.
When we look at this list.
I'm comfortable with that. The way it was in the summary, it was looking possibly like we were trying to privatize our prison industry, and I want to make sure we were not doing that.
Right. As usual, Senator, you're very inquisitive, and you always have good questions.
And I tell you what, Senator, you always have good answers.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Johnson has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute for House Bill 137. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Johnson, you are recognized for the third read motion. You've heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I...
Whoa, just a second.
Senator... Okay. Need the Senator from Stoddard.
Physical oversight.
Senator from Johnson, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer House Bill 137 to the Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight?
It will be so referred.
Thank you.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll stay on that calendar. Would you recognize the Senator from Franklin on House Bill 423?
Informal calendar, House Bill's third read, House Bill 423, Senator from Franklin.
For 423 be brought before the body.
Heard the motion, Senator from Franklin. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that House Bill 423 be third read and passed.
Senator, would you like to explain your mess?
Yes, this is a health care compact bill. Several provisions. I'll try to go over a couple of things so that there's not any confusion. Some of the elements of this would be, first of all, let me just say it's very similar to the compacts that other states have entered into for various other reasons. I have a whole laundry list of things here where states have entered into compacts with each other on various different subjects that I'd be happy to go over. But basically, the elements of a healthcare compact would include a pledge on the part of the states that are going to work together on this. One important thing to keep in mind, Mr. President, is Congress has to give approval for this. This isn't something that we can just do unilaterally. Congress actually has to approve it, at which point we could begin to work with other states specific to the area of health care in our individual states. So if there's any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin has moved that House Bill 423 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield? He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. I understand vaguely the background related to this compact. I wanted to make sure that I was clear. This in no way implements or tries to implement in any manner the federal health care legislation or those state-based exchanges.
No, thank you for asking. Okay. You probably know me better than that.
I understand, but I just wanted to be clear. Thank you, Senator, very much.
On the motion, Senator from Franklin, does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin has moved that House Bill 423 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill 423, an act relating to the health care compact. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from the 4th. It will be changed to no. Senator from St. Francis votes aye. Senator from Howell votes aye. Senator from the 10th votes aye. Senator from Lewis, would you please repeat your vote? Votes aye. By your vote, 31 aye, 3 no, the bill is declared, having received a constitutional majority, the bill is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Lewis for a motion?
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Having voted on the prevailing side, I move that the vote by which House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 161 as amended was third read and finally passed be reconsidered.
Is there a discussion? The House Committee substitute for House Bill 161 relating to agriculture. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell,
aye.
Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from St. Francis. Votes aye. Senator from Phelps. Votes aye. Senator from Lewis. Whoa, no. By your vote, 34 ayes, 0 no, you have passed the reconsideration motion. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I withdraw my third reading motion. Mr. President, having voted on the prevailing side, I move that the vote by which the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 161, as amended, was adopted, be reconsidered.
The senator, you've heard the motion of the senator from Lewis. Is there any, does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th. You're not. Votes aye. Senator from the 7th. Votes aye. Senator from the 4th. I'm sorry. It will be an aye. Senator from 24th. Votes aye. By your vote, 34 ayes, 0 no, the motion carries, and this is we're back ready for an adoption of the substitute. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I move that the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 161 as amended be adopted.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Lewis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, may I inquire the senator from 11th?
Senator from the 11th, do you yield? He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I think we're all clear now that we're back to the original adoption of the
right.
House amendment.
Right. And the House amendment is what's referred to as the compromise that was announced in the media. The practical effect.
Right. It was adopted in the House and just came over on the Senate bill. This is the 113 or Proposition B or
related
to the dog breeding
right.
industry. This is the so-called fix that the governor put forward.
It is.
Senator from the 15th.
And I'm going to inquire the senator from
yes, it is
from
the,
Polk
the,
actually.
It is the proposal saying. That's different than 113, different than Prop B. So that's what we're so the body's benefit That's what we're on right now.
That's what I just want to thought inquiring you so that everybody is understanding where we are.
We reconsidered and we're back to the base issue.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mayor.
Senator from 23rd.
May I inquire of the Senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Okay. Obviously, this was moving quite quickly, maybe too quickly. So
evidently.
Would you do me a favor, and since you're the one most knowledgeable about this issue, would you please explain to me what is in the House amendment that passed?
Okay. I would be glad to do that. First, I just kind of want to apologize to the Senate body for the confusion here, and I suppose that was myself because I wasn't handling this. The reason Senate Bill 161 come back over here, it was the bill handler that had it up, the Senator from Lewis. And what we did, we used Senate Bill 161 in the House for a vehicle to make the changes that the governor made in this, in the changes. And the changes are...
We need to keep the conversations down so we can hear the Senator.
The changes in this bill, the difference between 113 and 161 is a square footage requirement, which was one of the sticking issues towards the last in negotiation with all parties. They were wanting to expand the square footage for the dogs in the cages. We, and 161 has that. It actually doubles the space for the animals in there. The other crucial thing that's in this bill is a veterinarian care. And they were wanting an exam of the dogs before it was a walkthrough. And one of the things they wanted was the exam of the dogs, and they've agreed to that. Both of those provisions are in there. This is entirely. Senate Bill 113 is all together with those changes that has been a compromise between most of the Missouri Humane Societies that are here in the state. And those are the change, the difference between 113 and 161, and 161 being the vehicle that's in front of the body today.
Okay, my understanding is that the Missourian, the MAAL supports this amendment. The Missouri Humane Society of Missouri supports this. The Humane Society of the United States opposes it.
That's correct.
And the ASPCA opposes it.
That's correct.
Okay. There's an emergency clause. We, unlike the House and over here, we don't have a debate on the emergency clause. So could you give me a brief explanation of the need for the emergency clause?
Well, you know, one, there are the, again, with the points you made, most of this needs to be, I feel like, of course, very involved in this bill, but I think the people in Missouri needs to make the decision on these bills, not the outside agencies that come in. I think if we don't do the emergency clause, the number one reason we should do the emergency clause, if you really care about the animals on whichever side you're on, it goes into effect now, which is what we should be. That should be the first and most concern we have, is that we can do something about the mistreatment of animals in the state, and you can do it today or when an emergency clause is signed. I think that's ultimately one of the most important things in there. There's no question the other side will probably try procedural moves through the court systems. They could, and I think it's important that we do the emergency clause today to make sure that we're truly trying to help a living animal out there, and I just encourage the body to vote for that when the time comes.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I briefly inquire the Senator from Lewis?
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I sure do.
Senator, I want to thank you very much for backing out of this, and I think a clear explanation is what everybody needs. It is a substantive piece of legislation, as you're, I know, well aware, and I think that most of us have probably received more feedback on this issue than anything else that has been brought before the Senate this year. So
I agree, and you know, I think that when Missourians can get together and work out a compromise here in Missouri, it's a great thing. But also believe that the emergency clause is very important because the care of our dogs here in the state is an important matter, and that's why I urge the adoption of the emergency clause on this bill also.
Okay, so there'll be three votes. There'll be on a roll call on the amendment,
right,
a roll call on the bill with the amendment, and an emergency clause vote.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
On the bill. And I appreciate, Senator, all your efforts in this regard, and Senator from the 28th, all his efforts, and the fact that this is such a difficult issue. and that we all knew this would be a challenge coming down here. These ballot initiatives are difficult things, and this is one that narrowly passed statewide, but then had the unfortunate fact of passing very broadly in certain areas and very broadly the other way in other areas. Something I've learned that I didn't know, and I appreciate now further still, is as important as all the hard work that we do here in this body and the hard work that's done on the other side of the building, I didn't appreciate before I got here how very important the office of, in the executive branch, the office of governor is. That's the one podium in this state where at any given time he can communicate directly with the citizens of the state of Missouri. You know, it's funny, you're here and you're here 10, 12-hour days and you're in and out of committees and you open up your local paper, you open up a linked paper, and you see all across the state what's written about yesterday's activities, and it's just a handful of things. It's usually the most interesting things. I mean, what just happened the last half an hour ago, I mean, I'm sure it's headline stories and on everybody's Twitter page and will be headlines tomorrow. So it's hard for each of us individually to break through. It's hard for leadership to break through. There's one person in this state that can get on television every night, on radio every day, can go to every newspaper in this state and sit down with those people and communicate directly to the citizens of Missouri. And for there to come a compromise on what we knew would be an extremely difficult issue, for a compromise to come only after this bill has been passed. And think about what this compromise just does. You've got senators here, such as myself, that we voted to uphold Prop B. We have voted to uphold the will of our community. And now we're wondering, well, is this compromise, where's this compromise fit? Is this compromise a bad thing, yes, from our voters' perspective, but is it worse than what will pass otherwise? You know, there's one person that can break through directly every day, every night, and that's the governor. And for him to come out after we're done and now say, I brokered a compromise, I just can't, it's so disappointing. And I hope that on the next important issue of this scale and scope, that he takes the opportunity to do what only he can do and speak directly to the citizens and explain to them his compromise, if he's got a compromise, or what he intends to do. I think this was just so unfounded the way it came out. So thank you.
Just a moment. Do we have a motion on the floor? Okay. Senator from St. Francis was the first one seen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to speak briefly on the emergency clause on this part.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you. For several of you that have come over from the House, you have the ability to inquire about the emergency clause right before the vote. Here you don't. And for some of the new people over here, I'm just going to encourage you, even if you vote against this bill, consider the emergency clause. Because the fact that you're going to be going on record twice of being against the bill doesn't mean that you shouldn't want some of these safeguards to go into effect immediately. So if you can't justify that to your constituents, you got problems. And if you want to vote no, vote no. But that just will mean that these safeguards will take longer to go into effect. We're going to have a mess when this other proposition takes effect. So I think it's important that even if you disagree, you don't like the compromise, you vote no, you at least consider voting for the emergency clause. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th was the next one I saw seeking recognition. Senator?
May I inquire of the senator from Lewis?
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
Yes.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Senator, just a quick question on the underlying bill. Is this Senate Bill 161?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was that your bill that we passed out of this body?
Senator, it was.
Okay. And the only amendment that, or the change to your bill was what we have on our desk here right now. Is that correct?
The only changes other than the Senate Bill 161 that we passed out of this body is in this amendment here, and then this amendment on the back actually took out everything that they had put on it in House Ag Committee, They stripped it all down to the bare bill that we passed out of this committee, which was Senate Bill 161.
Okay, so for those of us that are trying to decide how to vote on this, all we need to know is that this is the Senate Bill 161 as we perfected it and it left this chamber, and then the quote-unquote fix or compromise or whatever we're calling it laid on top of it. But there's no other stuff in there related to anything that we haven't voted on already in this chamber.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
We're on the motion of the Senator from Lewis. Does any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Clay, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the Senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield?
I do.
If you yield, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator, and I appreciate you letting us have some do-overs on this particular thing here.
Fair
enough. I did vote the way I intended to vote, but I may be able to talk myself into voting for it here. So,
well, I'd appreciate that.
On the very last page of Representative Lerner's amendment, it says original Quinn 9, and then it talks about amending the bill section 137.080 lines 1 through 16 by deleting all of the said section. And I'm trying to find 137. 137 is not in this amendment, is that right?
This amendment that you're looking at, Quinn 9, stripped everything out of the 161 that they had put in Senate Bill 161 in the House committee. So it stripped the House committee substitute down to just the 161 that we voted out of this
that
body.
That we passed. Okay,
yes.
So that's what all the stuff on the back is, getting rid of everything except what we voted on. And then plus we have the Lerner amendment that you've worked on.
That is correct.
Okay. Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Polk?
Senator from Polk, would you yield to the senator from Clay?
I will.
Senator from Clay, he yields. Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Okay. When we were talking earlier, well, not you and I were talking earlier, but when you were talking with the senator from the 23rd, you'd mentioned that we had some groups before that were not on board with Senate Bill 113 that we passed out of this body, but are now on board with this. Did I understand that discussion correctly? Okay.
Correct.
Who did we not have before that we have now?
I'm not sure you had very many before at all.
Okay. Well, tell me this. Who do we have now?
Might be easier to go that way.
Who do we have now?
You know, yeah, I think you've got most of the state agencies, the Missouri State Humane Society. And I'm trying to think, there's two or three others, and honestly, I haven't worked with them very much on this. I mean, this is mainly went through the governor's office and through some of the House members on this.
But the governor's office is now okay with this?
The governor's office
maybe
is aware of this what we're doing in 161. Yes.
This is aware of what he's aware of it, but he hasn't given any indication.
He's been supportive of it.
He's
been supportive. He calls it the Missouri solution. The governor's office calls it the Missouri solution to get away from Senate Bill 113.
Okay, so you said when you say state agencies, the Missouri Department of Agriculture, is that one of the state agencies that's on board with this?
All your ag agencies in the state are supportive of both of 161.
Okay, so the people that you had before, like Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen's Association and pork producers, they're still okay with this.
There's no question this is still their number one issue,
and now
161 is that number one issue right now.
Okay, good. So now you've picked up the Missouri State Humane Society is also on board with this.
Correct.
Okay. They weren't just at the table. They've given you some affirmation that they are supportive.
Yeah, I think basically what happened is there was a lot of people didn't think we were going to pass this piece of legislation through the Senate and the House, and I think once it got to the governor's desk, all of a sudden people started to want to come in, and now they want to talk.
Okay.
And that's how we got to Senate Bill 161.
Okay. And is there somebody else that we think maybe that had been very opposed? We know that, the U.S. Humane Society is not on board, but they're not on board with much of anything.
HSUS has never wanted to compromise any, period.
Okay.
Nothing. And they want Proposition B the way it is.
The Society for the Protection of, who are they?
That's Humane Society of the United States, which has nothing to do with humane societies, for the record.
Our local Humane Society, the Missouri State Humane Society, totally separate. And also, I think it's important to note, the various county and municipal humane societies that we have that run animal shelters are totally separate and apart from the Humane Society of the United States.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Then I've got a couple of questions here. You've raised the fee, which is not new, from 113, and that is something that the quality breeders were on board with because they want to be able to have an enforcement mechanism, correct?
I'm sorry, Senator, I didn't hear what you said there. Say it again,
okay,
please.
Well, let me scoot this up here a little closer.
Yeah, as the senator earlier today pointed out, I'm old with gray hair, so.
But you have hair. You have hair. Okay. The fee has been raised for licensed breeders.
Correct.
And that's not changed from 113.
Same language.
But that is something that the licensed breeders, the good breeders, wanted to do so that we have the money to enforce our regulations.
That's exactly right. They're the ones that stepped up to the plate and offered that on themselves.
Okay. And because a huge part of the problem before was we had regulations on the books, but they weren't being enforced, and there was a complaint that there was a lack of money for enforcement. Am I stating that right?
That's right.
Okay.
And I think, and that goes, doesn't matter whether it's criminal law or whether it's this law, we can pass all the laws up here we want, which we have over the years, and if you can't enforce them, I'm not sure what the worth of them is when you get them in the books.
Okay. And then the portion about how often a female dog can be bred has not changed from 113, I don't think.
It does not.
Okay.
Does not.
And then we changed it from pet, that Proposition B, I think it was, said any domesticated animal, and this has changed it so that it's clearly related to dogs.
That is exactly why that change was put in there, Senator.
I think that's a good change, Senator. On the regular exercise, has that been changed from Proposition B? Has regular exercise been changed from Senate Bill 113?
Does. Has to be approved by a veterinarian.
Okay, so it has to be approved by a licensed veterinarian.
A licensed veterinarian.
Developed in accord with regulations regarding exercises promulgated by the Department of Agriculture. Okay.
That's correct.
Do you have confidence in your dealings with the Department of Agriculture that this isn't a fight that we're going to have to refight in the rules process? Do you believe that they have been consistent in coming up with rules that are consistent with good animal husbandry and animal protection?
I believe that. I believe that they understand what the people of this state stated when they were voting on Proposition B, and that was the care of animals. And I believe they got that loud and clear, and I think everybody that has truly been engaged in this process over these months, I believe will do everything they can to try to make that situation better.
Okay, because we are giving them quite a bit of latitude in here, the Department of Agriculture. And what my concern, and I suppose we can deal with it if it happens, is that we're not giving them a large amount of borders that they have to stay within in order to write these rules. But I suppose even an agency ought to be innocent until proven guilty. So you're giving them a reasonable shot at coming up with appropriate regulations like they do for almost every other animal industry.
Correct.
That operates in the state of Missouri, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I like what you did, I think, on the food and the clean water, because that has also changed from 113, I believe. You're saying that sufficient food and clean water means access to appropriate, nutritious food at least twice a day, sufficient to maintain good health, and continuous access to potable water that's not frozen, generally free of debris and other contaminants. That is a little bit changed from 113, isn't it?
The water situation probably has a little bit of change to it.
And I really appreciate that, because it was a weird thing. Proposition B had something about where that you had to have continuous access to food, but not water, and we switched it around where you had to have access to water, but not food. I can't remember what
and
it was.
And I think that was exactly for that, to clear that up. So people
yeah, and I like this change. I think it's better than Prop B and 113. Okay. Now, we're also having to deal with dogs housed in the same enclosure shall be compatible in accordance with regulations promulgated by the Missouri Department of Agriculture. So, again, we're going back to regulations that are going to be promulgated.
Correct.
But if you've got a comfort level with that, I think maybe that's okay. Appropriate space also, we're not trying to micromanage. You're leaving that up to the Department of Agriculture.
Yes.
We've also put a mandate, I see in here, that I don't think was here before, about persons subject to the provisions of this section shall maintain all veterinary records and sales records for the most recent previous 2 years.
That was in Senate Bill 113.
That was in Senate Bill 113.
Was.
But it was not in Proposition B. Or do you recall?
You know, I'm not sure what it was. The reason we're doing that is another way for enforcement, to make sure they're doing what they should be doing business-wise. You can go back and look in the records.
Yeah, I noticed that you say that the records have to be made available to the state veterinarian, a state or local animal welfare official, or a law enforcement agent upon request. I think that's a good change.
Yeah.
You took out the provision that the section does not apply to any retail pet store, animal shelter, hobby or show breeders with less than 10 female dogs. So this does apply now to retail pet stores, animal shelters, and hobby or show breeders who have custody of no more than 10 female covered dogs, right?
That's correct.
I think that's a good change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to write the criminal statutes in there, you can't exempt people from the criminal law, or I don't know where we have before.
Okay. But it does not... It shall not be construed to limit hunting or the ability to breed, raise, sell, control, train, or possess dogs with the intention to use such dogs for hunting or other sporting purposes.
That was actually in Proposition B.
That was in Proposition B?
That was in Proposition B. That was the line.
Okay. And then we get to the big change that you all made that has to do with space requirements.
Correct.
Okay. Are the space requirements different right now? It says April 15th, as of April 15th, 2011. Are the space requirements different now between the different breeds of dog or different sizes of dog, different weights of dog, or do you know how that operates right now?
Well, they are. It's very very confusing the way they do that with the mathematics now, but it's so much within the reach of the tail. So you got 6 inches when the dog turns around, so depending on the size of the dog. And what this basically will do, I guess in layman terms I want to say, is it's going to double the space that you have right now. So, for example, if that 6 inches is there, now it goes to 12 inches.
Okay.
And
if we approve that, so by voting yes today with the emergency clause, as soon as the governor signs this, then automatically from what the rules are right now, we would be doubling the space that the dogs have available to them. Is that correct?
There is a time period they'll have to meet those requirements.
From January 1, 2012 through December 31, 2015?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'd implement that. That gives people to make a business plan to make changes if they have to, or to purchase bigger buildings or more land. That's the reason that's there.
Yeah, because in Proposition B, it said the provisions shall become operative 1 year after passage of the act, but with the bill that we're working on today, with the emergency clause, we don't wait.
That's like, exactly. If you pass it today with the emergency clause, the Department of Agriculture is going to be able to go out to work, and they're going to be able to go to work tomorrow. And they're going to be able to inspect facilities as soon as the governor signs this into law.
As far as the enforcement goes, and I'm on page 7 of the amendment, but I got a hunch you've gone over this so much you probably know it. The director may request the attorney general or the county prosecuting attorney or circuit attorney to bring an action in circuit court in any county where the violations have occurred for a temporary restraining order, a preliminary injunction, a permanent injunction, or a remedial order enforceable in a circuit court to correct the violations. And in addition, the court may assess a civil penalty in an amount not to exceed $1,000 for each violation. And each violation is a separate offense. And I also noticed that you had tied some criminal provisions in here that some acts are a misdemeanor. So that is a strengthening over Proposition B.
That's correct. We actually put the teeth in it where it needed to be for enforcement-wise on that.
And when you say the director, you're talking about the director of the Department of Agriculture.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, so that's a whole new department that can take a look and request that criminal proceedings be brought against an individual that's engaging
right.
in cruel in what is defined as cruelty
that's
here
right.
or
and
violations
and
of the Act.
I think it's important, Senator, to keep in mind, you still have all the animal chapters, the animal abuse, animal neglect chapters in the state of Missouri and our chapters that you can still enforce beyond this. So they're still on the books also. This
okay.
is addition to what you have on the books now.
This is an addition because the only portions in this amendment that are that's all blanketed out and repealed is just the old 113, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we did. Okay. Any person required to have a license under Section 273.325, 273.357 who houses animals in stacked cages without an impervious barrier between the levels of such cages, except when cleaning such cages, is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor.
Right.
Okay. So that's jail time and a fine.
Pardon me?
That's jail time and a fine.
That's right. That's correct. That's correct.
Well, Senator, I appreciate the work that you've done on this because it looks like to me that you've actually strengthened it in many respects over Proposition B. Has the Humane Society of the United States had a person in the hallway that's actually talked to you about this?
They have a person in the hallway, but they haven't been talking to me about it. I mean, making any kind of changes or anything.
Well, since it appears to me that you are strengthening the provisions to protect animals and giving a payment mechanism to increase the enforcement, I'm trying to figure out why they're still not willing to.
Because, Senator, I believe it's all about propaganda. That's what I believe about it on their side of it. It's not about taking care of dogs. It never was, in my opinion.
Yep.
I think this was justifying your existence. I think it was like many other things that we see sometimes through bureaucracies or through corporations. And this is a lot of people making lots of money. At the end of the day, don't do nothing for the cause they say they're all about.
Well, and Senator, that's one of the things that I want to, as you know, I have rescued animals. Well, now that I think about it, I got one in my office right now. the canine. But our local, and I don't know who's listening to this or anything, but I think it is very important that people understand that our local humane societies that run the animal shelters that really are where the rubber meets the road, they're taking in animals, they're doing adoption services, they're spaying and neutering, they're finding homes, they're putting these animals that are adoptable out on Pet Finder and different places to find homes for them. That is not the Humane Society of the United States. The Humane Society of the United States hardly spends anything, I think maybe 1%, if that, of their total revenues toward actually taking care of animals that are in need of rescue and protection adoption.
That's exactly right, Senator.
Well,
exactly.
Senator, I appreciate the hard work that you've done. I know that there's a lot of people that are going to get beat up on both sides on this, but I think you've done a tremendous work in improving this, so I appreciate it.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Senator from the 10th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the Senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I most certainly
yield. Senator, you may proceed.
Sorry, I know you want to sit down, and I don't want to keep belaboring this, but you know, something you just said was really interesting to me. You talked about how you didn't think from the very beginning that this was about dogs, and I tend to agree with you on the national front. But in my district, and I think across the state, those volunteers that they enlisted to go out and collect signatures and to do this, those folks had their hearts in the right places. I think those folks cared very, I'm not talking about the people who paid for it. I'm talking about the people on the street who went out there and collected signatures for those people who went to the ballot box and voted. I think those people very much care about dogs.
I agree with you.
And I think, Senator, ultimately that's why I'm going to vote in favor of this today, because I think when it comes down to it, we are going to be in a better place when all of this is done
than we were when it started. And I will say that this is nothing about you. This is the sloppiest lawmaking I have ever seen, ever. And I'm putting all of us in this. I'm putting those people who blocked for years and years and years any changes to any regulations at all that led to people thinking they need to take it to the ballot box and put together the legislation that they passed in the ballot box that was not perfect. And then the compromise that frankly, or not a compromise, but the 113 that didn't have the buy-in from the folks. I'm going to include what the senator from the 24th said, the governor getting involved way too late in the game. This should have happened way earlier in session. The end result, when we're all done, I think is we're going to have a really fantastic law. We are going to have a law that has more enforcement and more regulations that protects dogs than we've ever had in this state. And I think it's going to go a long way to help curb our reputation in this state as being a puppy mill capital. We're going to protect those good licensed breeders who have never been the problem. We're going to have the enforcement we need to shut down the people that have been giving us the bad reputation. And we're going to have those of us that are the dog lovers in the state knowing that we're going to have a lot better regulation on those dogs that we care so much about. So I want to say I think that while this is an incredibly sloppy, messy process, my hope is that the end result is we're going to have a law that we can all be proud of. My hope is, though, moving forward that everybody on any sort of controversial issue such as this realizes that the way is not to drag your feet and not to put off the inevitable, because someone with a lot of money will come in and pass legislation that will be worse. And when that is done, we will have to come in and fix it and all the angst that comes with that. And so I hope that people will look at this and use it. I suspect they won't, because we really never learn from our mistakes in this state legislature. But my hope is that people will use this as a model for, you know, how to not repeat that sort of thing going forward. So I want to thank you, Senator, for everything you've done to make this happen.
I thank you for your kind remarks, and I appreciate your common sense approach to this and being able to look at it from both sides. But I truly think at the end of the day, we are doing what you said. I think we're making something better for the issue that we started with, and that was dogs. And I think there's a lot of people in this state, quite evidently, that was concerned about that. And I think I totally believe we're doing the right thing with this bill. And I think point well taken. A lot of doors should have been open. A lot of people should have been at the table discussing this. That's
thank
how you get
you,
things
Senator.
Done.
Thanks.
But thank you for your comment.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th.
I'd just like to speak briefly on the bill. Mr. President, my district was probably the second highest in the state on passing this, second or third highest in the state on passing Proposition B. There is no doubt that my district loves dogs. And you know that, Mr. President. The senator from Polk knows that. And unfortunately, the number one issue that I've probably received calls on this session is related to this. And I am probably going to take some heat for voting yes on this. I think that's unfortunate, though, because in the end, I think we have finally cobbled together some common sense legislation with the enforcement we need, and this is actually going to be a good piece of public policy moving forward. So to my constituents, I want you to know I'm doing this not because of any special interest group. I'm doing this because I actually care about dogs, and I think this is going to make the lives of dogs in the state of Missouri a lot better, and I hope we can finally put this issue to rest so we can start talking about what I really want to talk about and what I think we could get to if we stop talking about dogs, which is jobs. So thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from the 14th?
Senator from the 14th. Do you yield to the senator from the Franklin?
Yes, Mr. President.
She yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for yielding. You know, you and I have built a little bit of a strange alliance since our days over in the other chamber, right?
Yes.
I mean, all the way to the point that we've even discussed better ways of making coffee and just all kinds of things, haven't we?
Yes.
Now, I'm a new senator, you're a new senator, but I do understand that there's a kind of a Senate tradition that says you never ask another senator how they're going to vote, so I'm not going to ask you how you're going to vote on this emergency clause.
But I did want to ask you, are you aware of who some of the folks are that are in favor of the measure before us right now? And then who are some of the folks that are against the measure in front of us right now?
I will say that my district is pretty much split on this compromise. And there are a lot of people on the local level that are fully supportive of this compromise. And I'm glad to have heard from them kind of late in the game, but at least I heard from them. And then there's also the National Front, who has an influence on those who are in my district as well. And the National Humane Society is still against this compromise that is before us.
So, and I appreciate the fact that when asked a question like that, you immediately go to the concerns of your constituents first, you address that first, and then you talked about some of the groups that might be for or against this. Now, I understand that all of the Missouri-based groups are in favor of what we're about to do, and they are in favor of the emergency clauses. Do you understand that
yes,
to be the same
that
way?
That is true.
And then I understand that there's a national group, in other words, a group that is not from Missouri, that is trying to defeat the emergency clause.
Yes,
are you familiar
with that?
The
National Humane Society organization.
And I remember one time, and it may have been this particular issue, but you had mentioned a particular person that came to you in the 11th hour, and that you had been, I don't know that I would mischaracterize what you said by mentioning that you might have even been a little bit offended by the fact that
I was very offended
that this person, whose initials are James Harris, came to you in the 11th hour expecting you to make some sort of a move one way or the other, right?
Yes.
And so I was just wondering, I didn't know if perhaps that person has talked to you about this emergency clause.
Well, I think, Senator, that you and I...
Because he has not talked to me.
And he knows better than to talk to me. And I think the lesson in our previous conversation was that lobbyists, when they want to convey a message on behalf of those that they represent, it's very important that they communicate their issues early on. Because of our previous conversation, I think it's very wise of that lobbyist not to come back to the office. This has been a very complex issue for a lot of people. The way that Prop B was written, and I mentioned this to the senator who sponsored Senate Bill 113 before, it did not coincide very well with the language that was already in statute. So I'm glad that finally these groups got together and tried to figure something out. Now, the national organization, I think they put in about $7 million so that Proposition B could pass in November of last year, and it did pass. And I think when it passed, I think one of the things that they're concerned about is they put $7 million into this, and now all of their local organizations are supporting this compromise that the governor participated in. Again, it was a little bit late in the game because we have 2 weeks left in a day, and it's, you know, I'm pretty sure of how I'm going to vote today, but I hope that others understand that this process is very difficult and it's very complex. There are multiple bills that we have to consider and read through, and you and I both know that the amount of energy and time it takes to really look through all that is before us, you know, that's a lot. It's a huge burden. So, you know, when lobbyists come at the very last minute and they communicate with us, you know, that is not favorable in my eyes. And it's not respectful to the people that you and I represent, actually.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and, you know, I just wanted to get your perspective on that because I know that you and I have a bit of an agreement concerning certain people that, you know, that might be welcome in our office or not welcome in our office. I thought that this particular person whose initials are James Harris was only disallowed from Republican offices, but then I find out that not only is there a growing number of Republican offices that do not allow him to cross the threshold, but there are also some Democrats. So I was just glad that we have a bipartisan thing going on here. And so I do appreciate your inquiry, and I appreciate the fact that you always first think of your constituents, and I think that's admirable.
The one thing that I might want to add, it was kind of funny when I looked at one of the news articles yesterday and saw that he actually picked up another client.
He did pick up another client?
Yeah, he picked up another client, and I thought it was hilarious because they probably should have gotten the recording between you and I on this very issue about a month ago.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I also want to inquire of the senator from the third, if you're done. I don't want to cut you off, but I think that what you just mentioned segues very well into what I'd like to discuss with the senator from the third. So thank you for the inquiry, Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
May I inquire of the senator from the third?
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
Reluctantly.
He yields, Senator. You may proceed.
Did you hear what
I heard
the senator just said?
I heard that somebody else hired him, but I heard that you're saying that my favorite lobbyist is hired to try to kill the emergency clause, and I was planning on voting for the emergency clause for the reason it will immediately help the dogs of the state, but that just gives me added pleasure to vote for it.
Well, you know, you come from a background of finances and investments, things like that, right?
Yeah.
And so you are probably more familiar than I am with, and I've only just heard about these kinds of things anecdotally, you know, where sometimes a company or an entity may actually take on a losing proposition on purpose. They invest in something, they spend their money in an area where they know they're going to lose ahead of time because it creates some sort of a, I don't know, tax shelter or something like that.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because I hear that a lot, and I really don't want to make this very long, but it's always interesting when somebody says, well, they wanted to lose money on that because they're going to have a write-off. Well, I don't know any good business that goes into something to lose money, and it's a misconception out there. I know this is probably not where you're going, but some people, I guess, would want to lose money. But as long as our tax rate, maximum tax rate, stays under 50%, you are losing 50 cents on every dollar you're losing.
Yeah, I never understood that.
It makes no sense. It's
right,
like the
right.
argument one of my friend's wife said, well, you know, my husband makes so much money that if I took a job, it would put us in a higher bracket, and we'd pay more taxes, and we'd actually lose. Well, that just meant to me she doesn't understand the tax situation because all you would lose is the percentage of that top tax bracket. Or a House member the other day said that by investing in the deferred comp plan, he put $25 in and only $9 was missing. Well, that would mean that he was in a 60-something percent tax bracket, which I thought was interesting. I didn't want to confirm, but I instantly thought, wow.
Interesting.
There's another example. Yeah. Is my wife buying something 70% off, up to 70% off, just to save me money?
Yeah.
And
I heard that people can save their way all the way
into the
courthouse.
She makes it up on volume.
Well, so, I just, you know, I thought it was interesting.
Well, I will be interested to know what company was so ill-advised.
Oh, it doesn't matter to me because, I mean, it wouldn't make any difference in my decision-making process. But I did want to mention that, you know, I did have a person advocating on behalf of failing the emergency clause. Very fair-minded man stopped by, actually discussed this with me from an angle that was very appealing to me. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be a shame to be a person that does a good job for something like this? Now, I'm going to vote for the emergency clause, but I had someone come and visit with me and share some perspective that I thought was a very good perspective, and I thought, what a shame it would be to be in that person's shoes and be working alongside another lobbyist.
It's a heavy burden.
Who seems to be able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yes,
I
understand.
And it's just interesting how when his name is associated to something, it tends to go down in flames. And it's got to be very frustrating for the other lobbyists that work with him to know that they're working towards something that has the kiss of death on it.
The
you know?
Kiss of death. It was kind of like that one cartoon where the guy had the cloud over him all the time. And
yeah,
Sleprock. Well, he was Sleprock.
Yeah.
That guy, there's an answer. Bam, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
Senator, thank you for
it will be interesting. Thank you.
That perspective.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Andrew, were you seeking recognition?
I am, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I would seek unanimous consent to introduce guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you. In the upper gallery, in the light blue shirts up here, is a school group that got up very early this morning to make the trip all the way down. They are down here touring the Capitol, spending the night, and then tomorrow seeing the governor's mansion, etc. And I would ask that the Senate please join me in welcoming them.
Would the guests of Andrew please rise and embody, make them feel very welcome. We're on the motion of the senator from Lewis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. With Proposition 1, or Senate Bill 113 being signed this morning, I feel this is very important that we press this forward, and I'd encourage the members to vote for this. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Senator from Lewis has moved for the adoption of the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 161. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, what'd she say? Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 14th votes no. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. Senator from the 13th votes no. Senator from the 4th votes no. Senator from Cape votes aye. Senator from Christian votes aye. Senator from St. Francis. As an aye. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senator Cunningham.
Senator from the 4th. It will be changed. Did we get Senator Cunningham? Senator, okay. By your vote, 24 aye, 10 no, you have adopted the substitute. Senator from Lewis, you are recognized for the third read motion.
Mr. President, I move that the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 161, as amended, be read a third time and finally passed.
Heard the motion, Senator from Lewis. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Senator from Lewis has moved the adoption, or has moved for the third read motion of House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 161. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 161, an act relating to agriculture with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones,
by your vote 24 aye, 10 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I now move that the emergency clause be adopted.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones,
Senator from the first votes aye. Senator from Cape votes aye. Senator from Cape.
Call the absentees.
Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senator Schaefer.
By your vote, 32 aye, 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. If there's no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfection vote motions have been made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I would ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The senator from Howell has provided us with some light reading. We will be recessing until 6:30, where we will come back and work this evening. That will be my motion.
We're on the motion, on the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd. Senator. We're still in session. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President. I still plan on making the recess motion till 6:30, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask to stand at ease, and I'm going to wait for the perfected report to come back to me, and when it does, on this bill that we just passed, I will go to reports of standing committees, bring the bill forward, and then I will be making my recess motion.
So, all right, Mr. President, the Senate will stand at ease.
We're at ease. I'm not. I wouldn't dare try. You'd break my leg. I'm well trained.
President recognizes the senator from the St. Charles 23rd District.
You got to bring respect.
We're not.
You're recessed. I'm standing.
Senate will come to order. Senator from St. Charles 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. President recognizes Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 161, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been duly enrolled and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
All other business will be suspended, and Senate Bill number 161, having with the House Committee Substitute, having passed both branches of the General Assembly, will be read at length by the Secretary, and if no objections are made, the bill will be signed to the end that it may become law. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Truly agreed to and finally passed, House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 161, an act relating to agriculture with an emergency clause.
No objections being made, the bill is so signed. We're back on the order of business of reports from standing committees. Senator from Clay. Senator from Clay, the chair recognizes you.
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 197, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass with Senate Committee Amendment 1. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 143 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgway, Chairman.
Senator from Howe.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Joint Resolution 29, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Perkison, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. Chairman, your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, and Urban Affairs, for the first time this year, has a report, and we are ecstatic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator, and please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pension, and Urban Affairs, to which was referred House Bill 282, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Crowell, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Please send it forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred House Bill 499, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 70 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. Chairman, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence as a committee. Report.
Thank you, Senator. I trust that you've got that all collected and those reports are in one bundle. Please send them forward. Madam Secretary, please read the reports when they arrive at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Criminal and your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Bill 199, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 256 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Bill 260 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 214 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 641 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
Senator from St. Charles, 2nd District.
Yeah, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business Insurance and Industry has a humdinger of a report.
Bring that humdinger of a report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business Insurance and Industry, to which was referred House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 609, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
He's up in Schaefer's office, I think.
Seeing that the Senator of Andrew is not in the chamber, we'll proceed forward with the Senator from the 7th.
President, your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 294, 123, 125, 113, 271, and 215, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 315 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 361 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and House Bill 361 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 648 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Joint Resolution 6 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 336, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 340 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 545 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources wish the people of your district the best of wishes with the water issues they face, and we do have a report to send forward.
Thank you for those words, Senator, and please send that report forward. And Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Bill 190, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 250 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, House Bill 101 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from the 20th, I need to go to... Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the consent of both chairmen, would you please re-refer Senate Joint Resolution 17 from the Committee on General Laws to the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence?
It will be so referred.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 6:30 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from the 23rd. Is any senator, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate will stand in recess until 6:30.
Infinite riches, but you will only enjoy them to the extent of your faith and love. Loving Father, this